This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for March 11th, 2022. I'm still out there traveling, so disembodied Tom again today. Disney CEO Bob Chapek has sent another email to employees and cast members of the Walt Disney Company now apologizing for not taking a stance against the Don't Say Gay bill earlier. The letter was also shared on the Walt Disney Company website. The email reads, quote, "To my fellow colleagues, but especially our LGBTQ plus community, thank you for all who have reached out to me to share your pain, frustration, and sadness over the company's response to the Florida Don't Say Gay bill. Speaking to you, reading your messages, and meeting with you have helped me better understand how painful our silence was. It is clear that this is not just an issue about a bill in Florida, but instead yet another challenge to basic human rights. You needed me to be a stronger ally in the fight for equal rights, and I let you down. I am sorry. Our employees see the power of this great company as an opportunity to do good. I agree. Yes, we need to use our influence to promote that good by telling inclusive stories, but also by standing up for the rights of all. Starting immediately, we are increasing our support for advocacy groups to combat similar legislation in other states. We are hard at work creating a new framework for our political giving that will ensure our advocacy better reflects our values. And today, we are pausing all political donations in the state of Florida pending this review. But I know there is much more work to be done. I'm committed to this work and to you all, and will continue to engage with LGBTQ plus community so that I can become a better ally. You will hear more about our progress in the coming weeks. I truly believe we are in an infinitely better and stronger company because of our LGBTQ plus community. I missed the mark in this case, but I'm an ally you can count on, and I will be an outspoken champion for the protections, visibility, and opportunity you deserve." So, obviously, this has been a crazy week for the Walt Disney Company of, you know, really not taking a stance and then kind of taking a stance and then having to apologize on top of that. It hasn't been the best week for their PR department, I would say. And now a full-blown apology, which some are still saying is even too late. And, you know, even beyond this giant issue, this you know, CEO has already been under scrutiny for business decisions and how cast members of all backgrounds have been treated as far as financials and benefits and, you know, being furloughed or fired or all of those things. So this is just, you know, oil already on a fire that has been burning for a long time. He's never going to repair this. The damage was done before and now maybe even more so irreparably at this point. You know, he's just gonna, you know, run out his time is basically where we're at, I think. But it's never going to get better for him. It's just not. During the shareholder question and answer segment, a shareholder from New Mexico asked Bob Chapek to bring back the Premier Annual Pass, which, of course, allowed access to both the Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort theme parks. Chapek thanks the shareholder for his enthusiasm and suggestion, noting that the shareholder belonged to a unique small club of people who could buy and use a pass for Disneyland and Walt Disney World. But Chapek promised the shareholder he would look into bringing it back. I assume there's many of you who watch the show who are in that unique small club of people that's not actually as small as you might think. So we'll see. Maybe the Premier Passport will return in some way, shape, or form. Also during that question and answer portion, a shareholder asked him about the Disney Parks projects announced before the pandemic that have since been shelved. And Chapek pointed to the pandemic as a reason that projects such as the Epcot Mary Poppins attraction have been on hold. He specifically said on hold. He did list several projects that went forward, but obviously many did not. Mary Poppins was one of those, but again, he did use the words on hold. Whether or not this was just to, you know, end the question with a answer that people would be happy with or not, we will have to wait and see. But of course, if you watch Disneyland News Today, you know he also mentioned that the Quinjet e-ticket attraction is also on hold, supposedly, for Avengers Campus. So we will wait and see if these things ever happen. Walt Disney World has announced all of their St. Patrick's Day treats that will be available during the next week. You can head on over to our website to check out the full list of what will be there. Imagineers are beginning to push and pull test the Tron Light Cycle Run vehicles at the Magic Kingdom. This testing means the Light Cycle trains will be slowly dragged through the entirety of the track of the coaster. Once Imagineers know the track is ready, the trains will begin launch test at incremental speeds, working up to full speed launches with test weights. Guests will be able to see the vehicle testing on the exterior portion of Tron Light Cycle Run from Tomorrowland. You can watch the behind-the-scenes video on our website. A new Minnie Mouse ear headband that would fit right in at the purple wall has arrived at Walt Disney World. They have purple and silver color schemes, and the edges of the ears are purple, and they're covered in tiny silver sequins. The bow is purple with shiny four-pointed stars and dots, and the outside of the headband is covered with an iridescent silver fabric, while the inside is covered with purple velour. We found these at the Emporium for $29.99. Meanwhile, at Star Traders at the Magic Kingdom, we discovered a new Space Mountain tee. The black t-shirt has the iconic Space Mountain building with a starry background, and below it, it says Space Mountain and flights departing daily from Tomorrowland. The t-shirt costs $24.99. The Disney Festival of Fantasy Parade has returned to the Magic Kingdom after 2 years. It is the first non-holiday parade to return to Walt Disney World, and March 9th was also its 8th anniversary. You could read all about it on our website. There were many changes, some budget cuts, not surprising, and of course some musical changes, all related to Disney's inclusivity efforts. You can watch the full video right here on our channel. Meanwhile, the Festival of Fantasy Parade at Magic Kingdom and the Disney Stars at Red Carpet Dreams at Hollywood Studios will be added as selections to Disney Genie Plus starting March 11th. This, of course, will presumably give guests a priority viewing area for Festival of Fantasy. Imagineer Zach Ridley has shared a first look at the marquee signage of the upcoming Connections Cafe and Eatery at Epcot. It matches the sign for the Creation Shop, which it shares a building with. Connections is just across the breezeway in the former home of the Electric Umbrella, but also a majority of what was Innoventions on that side. It will be both a full counter service restaurant and as well a bakery, which the rumor is it will be the Starbucks location for the park. A new scented spirit jersey inspired by Mickey pretzels is now available. The jersey is solid white, but the sleeves are patterned with salted Mickey pretzels. The Disney World D is on the left breast with the D in brown and covered with white salt like a pretzel. Walt Disney World is on the back shoulders, and the letters again turned into pretzels. The sleeves also have tiny white squares of salt around the pretzels, and a giant Mickey pretzel is at the bottom of the back of the spirit jersey. We found it at Creation Shop in Epcot for $74.99. Walt Disney Imagineering presents the Epcot Experience will be closing permanently on March 14, 2022. This, of course, has worked as a preview center of sorts for the Epcot expansion. Walt Disney Imagineering's Zach Ridley announced the closure on Instagram, noting the reimagining of Epcot is well underway, so the Epcot Experience is no longer needed as a preview. Of course, part of this is because they're not moving forward with many of the things that were in the remaining phases of the project, whether that was the Spaceship Earth overhaul, Mary Poppins, the festival pavilion area, all of those things. You know, even though it said they're on hold, it is weird that the, you know, they're not going to be previewed anymore. And of course, the Play Pavilion, which they continue to be completely silent on at this point. Zach Ridley was very busy this week. Also, in a new Instagram post, he showed off some of the load area details for the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind attraction, which is expected to open around Memorial Day. Of course, the first official reveal of the load area was last week, but in this new post, he said, quote, "One of the ways that we help tell the story is by infusing details into all the various functional items that make up an attraction, and this one is no different." Regarding the load gates, he notes that angular design, striking use of colors, and materials all help tell the story of a NovaCore facility. The railings, station gates, and floor markings, yes, the floor is pretty cool too, are all used to convey the experience in a way that might not be as obvious or apparent, but every detail is a choice that supports the story. Seen in these new close-up images of our station gates have a weight and scale to them to help them convey the industrial nature of the area. Handrails made from stainless steel give a sturdy and durable feel and show the precision craftsmanship of the NovaCore. He also highlighted the presence of NovaCore insignias and imagery throughout the attraction, such as this prominent illuminated logo. And a smaller star blaster, similar to the one outside the attraction, is also part of the queue area. Guests can now book a Starlight Safari Tour at Animal Kingdom Lodge for Earth Day, April 22nd and later. Disney Park shared the news on Instagram, quote, "Just in time for Earth Day, the thrilling Starlight Safari Tour at Animal Kingdom Lodge is now bookable again for dates beginning April 22nd and beyond. Climb aboard an open-sided safari vehicle and witness the wild as it comes to life on an after-dark safari tour. Feel the rush of the night air as you rumble through the lush scenery, scanning the horizon for over 30 species of African wildlife on this popular nighttime expedition. This nighttime tour lasts approximately an hour. It's available exclusively to guests ages 8 years and older. Guests under 18 years of age must be accompanied by a participating adult who is 18 years or older. The experience is $89 a person. You can learn more and check availability on the Walt Disney World website." Disney has announced that Disney's Boardwalk Inn will be getting an updated lobby as well as refreshed guest rooms. The resort will have light and airy touches added to the lobby, lounge, and guest rooms. There will also be a new coffee bar off the lobby with artisanal beverages and quick bites. Guests can take them to go or sit in one of the updated seating area spaces inside and outdoors. No further information or timeline was announced about the refreshed guest rooms, but changes are also coming to other spaces. In fact, a new table service restaurant and bakery is coming soon. Storybook Sweet Treats and Dreamy Desserts will be available at the Cake Bake Shop by Gwendolyn Rogers, a new table service restaurant and bakery. Expected to open in 2023, this restaurant will offer both savory and dessert menus, along with afternoon tea service in a whimsical atmosphere that complements the magic of the idyllic charm of Disney's Boardwalk. Of course, this is expected to replace the ESPN Club restaurant, which has been closed throughout the entire COVID period. Meanwhile, the Boardwalk Bakery will no longer serve any of those baked goodies. Instead, they will become simply a sandwich shop. St. Patrick's Day is a week away, and you can get in on the spirit with a limited-time treat from the Gasparilla Island Grill at the Grand Floridian. The St. Patty's Day hat treat is caramel Irish cream mousse on a shortbread cookie. It costs $7.99. The review on our website. Disneyland Paris Resort President Natasha Rafalski visited Avengers Campus at Walt Disney Studios Park, sharing a photo of the land's entrance marquee. The metallic marquee reads Avengers Campus and features a large version of the Avengers logo. Of course, it does match the same one that was installed over at Disney California Adventure. And don't forget that sometime this summer, Avengers Campus will open at Walt Disney Studios Paris. Tokyo Disney Resort is well known for its annual anniversary merchandise, even in off years without a full event. But as for the 39th anniversary, they'll be celebrating with Critter Country and Beaver Brothers Explorer Canoes merchandise. It's amazing. Really amazing. The full collection and pricing can be found on our website. Tokyo Disney Sea's 20th anniversary isn't over just yet, and a new addition to the nostalgia-focused collection of merchandise has been announced, with Mickey plushes donning anniversary costumes in muted colors coming May 10th, of course celebrating all of the major Disney Sea Park anniversaries, including the grand opening. You can head on over to our website to check them out. A new Lilly Pulitzer collection will be launching at Disney Parks on March 14, 2022. Disney shared a sneak peek of some of the new items in a TikTok video. The print on the new merchandise is a light blue with tropical pink flowers, fruits, and palm trees. Cinderella Castle, Mickey, and Minnie are also pictured. You can check out the full collection at WDWNT.com. Of course, for the latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can even support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great big beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the top stories in a quick, concise, and fun format. Then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on youtube.com/WDWNT or watch episodes on demand anytime. Or subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.